It is quite obvious that Robert Mugabe is now thoroughly advanced in terms of age. I mean, at the age of 90, it is quite rare to have a country, you know, composed of youthful citizens like Zimbabwe being run by somebody who is supposed to be their ancestral spirit. Now, we have a country being run by somebody who gets things mixed up, you know, and some things literally leak out of his mind, including guarded secrets like the percentages of who won what during the 2008 election. I think he's now a nonagenarian, because he's now above the age of 80, who probably, because of the cabal of the military and other arms of enforcement, he is holding the entire national ransom, and that's very pathetic.
Mr. Makaisa, President Mugabe is the assured candidate for the 2018 elections. What are your thoughts on his ability to lead the country effectively?
Well, I think as my colleague has indicated, President Mugabe, he is now at a point where it's not clear whether he is in sufficient control of everything that goes on around him, or indeed there are people who are merely, you know, using his power. I'm really surprised that they are putting him up as a candidate for 2018. In 2018, I think he will be 94 or running into 95. That's a long time. And to imagine that he would then have to serve another 5 years, that would take him up to about 99 or 100. I do not for a moment believe that President Mugabe wants to retire or wants to leave office before he dies. And those who are waiting or hanging around him, hoping that there will be an opening and that they have now succeeded by pushing away Joyce Mujuru, I think they have an awfully long time to wait as well.
And Mr. Mkwananzi, what is your take on this? Do you think there's somebody who is in control instead of the president?
It is quite evident that he will not be the person running the state. If you were following the Congress itself, there were so many revelations that Robert Mugabe allowed to jump out of the box of secrecy by admitting that his wife is micromanaging him, even as he was addressing the Congress. So you can see the country is going to be run by Grace Mugabe. If Zimbabweans are unfortunate enough, we might even have Grace Mugabe being appointed one of the vice presidents. That would literally mean that effectively he would be the de facto and the de jure, you know, president of Zimbabwe. Then one has to ask this question. Why should Robert Mugabe, at such an advanced age, instead of taking pension and enjoying the last of his days, you know, resting, continue to provide himself as a leader for the people of Zimbabwe? There must be so many things that he is trying to protect himself and his family from, and we wonder what it is.
That's a very big question. And Mr. Makaisa, do you think that Zimbabweans have confidence in the president to improve their lives?
If you ask a person from ZANU-PF, you tell you that they have confidence in their president. But I think if you ask the average Zimbabwean, they will tell you that there are so many social and economic challenges that they have been facing for the past 15 or so years, and they do not have confidence that the president and his team have the capacity to get them out of the economic problems that they are having.
And finally, Mr. Mkwananzi, what can be really expected to change under him? For instance, the economy, despite these efforts that are being made by his minister, Patrick Chinamasta, to lure Western investors, Mr. Mugabe has actually remained hardline against the West. So where is the country going there?
Right now, the country does not have its currency. It now has a national budget that is similar to a small town in South Africa. So who would want to continue to invest, you know, in the kind of a leadership which has done so much in reversing all the economic gains of Zimbabwe over the years, you know, since colonial times?